This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the measures that pertain to crime in the Show Me State.
Clear that this is a law and order legislature.
We did the expungement, give people a second chance.
There were several pieces of legislation this year that addressed varying aspects of crime. Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield sponsored most of these and also chairs the Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. He says the time has come for a real expungement bill.
And I view it as a jobs bill and an economic development measure. People should be encouraged to gain employment, and they should be able to do so when they want to do that, rather than having a minor infraction or misdemeanor or some select nonviolent felony scar their record for their entire life.
Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City adds certain parts of all of these crime bills provide second chances that don't currently exist.
This bill is about, of course, folks who happen to be young people and, as I said later on, have lived life on a straight and narrow path and they still can't work any contracts with the federal government. They can't even get a job as a janitor at a loan company.
Expungement language can be found in Senate Bill 588, which was debated on May 3rd.
One felony over the course of a lifetime, two misdemeanors over the course of a lifetime, and that provides great opportunity for folks that are really, really wanting to live life on the right path so that they can become productive citizens. It gives a second chance, and that's what's important.
Among these multifaceted measures is Senate Bill 590, which was first debated on April 5th and relates to first-degree murder. Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis was one of the senators who spoke on this proposal.
All too often we see those young folks with shackles on their hands and their legs, and even many pregnant women who have made mistakes in the past, they're incarcerated, they have to go to court, and they're shackled. And that is really, really harmful to the lives of that baby that they are carrying.
Senator Dixon also says he's ready to see changes to juvenile sentencing laws.
I think probably the most pressing was that we have a Miller fix. In my discussions with the Missouri Bar, the comments that I said then, that it was high time that we have a Miller fix after 4 years so that juveniles who commit first-degree murder can actually be sentenced.
Another aspect is a change in deadly force laws.
That is the Tennessee versus Garner. It addresses the conflict with Tennessee versus Garner U.S. Supreme Court case law, which came out of the Ferguson Commission. Obviously, the problem there was the conflicting jury instructions that were given to the grand jury because our statutes were out of compliance since 1985.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.